Thank you.
I'm realizing for me it's one matter to identify the need, and then it's another matter to really appreciate the beauty in it.
That's probably one of the hardest things for most of us to do, to really see our need as a gift, especially with the training we've had for a long time.
So I'm wondering, I don't know your name.
Kay.
If you really saw the beauty in his needs at that moment, would you be willing to tell me?
For our freedom.
But did you see the beauty in that?
It takes a little while.
If she gets empathy from him for her fear, she doesn't feel that her need for some safety is a gift to him to provide that. So that means that he doesn't hear it as a demand. He doesn't feel threatened by it. He just hears her needs. If he receives that as a gift, and she sees it in his eyes or on the tone, then that's going to release some of her fear, that she sees that her need matters. And then she can see, I'll bet you much easier, that, yeah, who of us wants not to be able to talk to who we choose to, and certain freedom to do this? And then I think she's better able to see his need. And when he feels that need is really understood, my prediction is the problem will solve itself. That it doesn't take a genius to find out ways of getting everybody's needs met when there's a certain connection made. The problem is we haven't known how to make that connection, yes.
Yes, and I guess what I'm saying is that the important piece of the connection is seeing the beauty of it right now. I mean, that's, I guess, my chunk of understanding is that there is no memnu period if you can't really get the depth of that beauty.
Exactly.
Period.
Exactly. If you can't see the need.
That may sound obvious, but
No, it's important, and I'm glad you stress it. Until we can see the need and the request as a gift, then anything that's given people are going to pay for it. And it isn't easy to see it as a gift if we hear it as a demand, given our definition of marriage or relation, what it means to be in a serious relationship. It's hard not to immediately have our strong need for freedom, autonomy, threatened. See? So just like my son, it's easier to give to anybody else beside the person that you hear their needs as a demand. He saw the beauty in the woman at the corner's needs. One day his brother wanted to go down there and do it, and they had an argument about it. I'm not kidding.
I guess that's the lump I need to get to when I'm in pain, trying to see that other needs beauty as big as mine.
And I've tried to look inside myself to try to find out, why do I still have so much trouble seeing my needs as beautiful? And it came to me one day because of how many people have given to me out of energy other than Memnon. See? I said, am I afraid that people are going to say no? No, I don't have any fear of no. Hardly ever people said no to me. I'm much more afraid of a yes. That people have given with that other stuff mixed in. So then it leads me to associate my need as a burden. Because that's what it becomes when those other things are mixed in. So without realizing it consciously, I've developed that association to my needs, that they are a demand. The burden.